Elon Musk's cynical support for President Erdogan on X to silence opposition in Turkey. A proud citizen of the Turkish Republic provided this story. She told eTurbo News. I am determined to announce my voice and the collective cry of Turkish citizens everywhere. ETN is not disclosing the name for the author's safety. The author holds a bachelor's degree in economics and a master's in international business and management from Westminster Business School. My article, Digital Dissent, How Turkish Voices Rise Against Censorship, is a first-hand account of our struggle and resilience. The Voice of America was shut down by U.S. President Trump after being recommended by Elon Musk. This was an article published in VOA. Concern rises as new Turkish media law squeezes dissent. New law could see reporters and social media users jailed for spreading what is branded fake news. Turkey, and specifically Istanbul, is a city loved by visitors from around the world. With Turkish Airlines as the airline with the most direct international flights, with luxury hotels and a thriving tourism and meeting, MICE, industry, tourism is an essential contributor to the Turkish economy. Tourism relies on peace and security. On March 19, 2025, Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu's abrupt detention ignited a fierce movement, one that spilled from the streets into the digital realm. As thousands protested, our online community rallied with hashtags like #FreeImamoğlu. When the government moved to silence over 700 digital voices, we did not retreat, we adapted. Through creative workarounds and relentless determination, we turned every block into a badge of defiance. This article is more than a report. It's a declaration of our unyielding spirit. I see this as a unique opportunity to serve as your mediator, bring the authentic and rebellious voice of Turks at home and abroad to your readership, and challenge censorship head-on. Digital Dissent, How Turkish Voices Rise Against Censorship. On March 19, 2025, Turkey's already volatile political scene was dealt another heavy blow. Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, an opposition stalwart and beacon of hope for millions, was abruptly detained on spurious charges. For those who have long witnessed the struggle for a freer Turkey, his arrest was yet another chapter in a book that has all too often featured political repression dressed up as law enforcement. But as the streets filled with defiant protesters, the government wasn't satisfied with just a physical crackdown. They moved swiftly to tame the digital battleground, a space that many Turks have come to rely on for unfiltered truth. Protests and digital outcry. iturbonews.com. Thousands took to the streets almost immediately after news of İmamoğlu's detention broke. The protests were raw and unyielding, unfiltered expressions of anger, hope, and the demand for justice. Yet, the public display of dissent wasn't confined to physical gatherings. In a country where traditional media is often seen as an extension of the state, digital platforms have become the lifeline of independent expression. Social media platforms like X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, and Telegram lit up with calls for justice and protests. Hashtags like #FreeImamoğlu and #JusticeForImamoğlu trended by the minute, amplifying voices that state-controlled narratives would otherwise silence. Every live video, every hashtag, every tweet was a rallying cry against oppression. But as the digital protests grew louder, so did the state's determination to control the narrative online. The digital clampdown, can this stop Turks from protesting? In a twist that seems almost surreal, the government's next move was not to address the legitimate grievances of its people but to hit the digital playbook. Faced with a viral online movement rallying support for İmamoğlu, Turkish authorities demanded that X shut down over 700 accounts. These accounts, ranging from news outlets and political figures to students and grassroots activists, had become the voice of a people desperate for change. It's a move that fits neatly into Turkey's growing playbook of digital repression. Just months earlier, during political unrest in August 2024, the government temporarily blocked Instagram and leaned hard on X to limit dissenting voices. These aren't isolated incidents, they're part of a broader, global surge in social media censorship. Turkey has become one of the leading examples of how states weaponize platforms to silence opposition, often with the reluctant help of the platforms themselves. The government's rationale was blunt: by silencing these digital dissenters, they could stifle any further mobilization. But one need only look at the resilience of Turkish civil society to see that this was a gross underestimation. In a country with a long history of overcoming censorship with ingenuity, such digital measures have only ignited further outrage and resistance. Musk's X complies with account blocking demands. It is here that the situation takes a particularly bitter turn. In an ironic twist of fate, X, once seen as a champion of free expression, found itself capitulating to government demands. Despite its long-standing rhetoric on defending free speech, X's global government affairs team issued the following statement. We object to multiple court orders from the Turkish Information and Communication Technologies Authority to block over 700 accounts of news organizations, journalists, political figures, students, and others within Turkey. Providing a platform committed to defending everyone's right to free speech is paramount at X, and we believe this decision from the Turkish government is not only unlawful, it hinders millions of Turkish users from news and political discourse in their country. We look forward to defending these principles through the legal system. X will always defend freedom of speech everywhere we operate. This statement, which on the surface promises a commitment to free expression, reeks of a forced compromise. It is as if X had no real choice but to trade a sliver of its so-called free speech credentials to appease an authoritarian regime. The logic is disarmingly cynical. A platform must either endure a complete shutdown in a country or acquiesce to selective censorship. Predictably, X chose the latter. Musk's quip from a previous controversy, the choice is to have Twitter throttled in its entirety or limit access to some tweets. Which one do you want? Now seems less like an offhand remark and more like a manifesto of submission. In choosing to comply, X has essentially declared that digital freedom is a luxury that must be sacrificed to maintain market access and avoid a wholesale shutdown. It is a stark reminder that when financial incentives and legal pressures converge, the lofty ideals of free expression are often the first casualty. The irony and sarcasm of it all. Let's be brutally honest, what a tragic irony. Here we are, in a country where the spirit of resistance is as deeply entrenched as the Turkish love for strong coffee, and a platform that once prided itself on its defiant support for free speech now falls in line with state censorship. One might sarcastically note that the digital age's promise of boundless communication is only as robust as the corporate will to protect it, a will that, in this case, seems to have evaporated in the face of legal pressure and market pragmatism. There is something almost laughable about a company that once declared itself a global defender of freedom now appearing to endorse governmental overreach. The irony is thick, a platform that professes to provide a haven for every voice now reduces its role to that of a gatekeeper, silencing the very voices it claimed to amplify. The statement from X's global government affairs team is not a brave stand for free speech, it is a cautious acquiescence to the demands of a government that has long perfected the art of digital repression. The unquenchable spirit of Turkish resistance. Despite this digital setback, the Turkish people are anything but silent. If anything, the government's heavy-handed approach has galvanized even more determination among the citizens. Turks are notorious for their ability to adapt. When one door is closed, whether on the streets or online, they find another way to let their voices be heard. In countless cafes, university dorms, and living rooms, tech-savvy citizens are sharing tips on bypassing censorship. VPNs, encrypted messaging apps, and alternative social media platforms have become the tools of a resilient generation that refuses to accept silence. The very act of creating new accounts or using less mainstream platforms is a form of protest in itself. The state may be able to block a few hundred voices on one platform, but it cannot extinguish the spirit of a people who have long fought against oppression. The absurdity of it all is a source of both ridicule and inspiration. How can a government that fears public dissent also be so confident that it can control digital conversation? The answer is simple. It underestimates the creativity and resolve of the Turkish citizenry. Every time a platform like X bows to censorship, it inadvertently fuels a deeper resolve among the people. Each blocked account only serves as a badge of honor, a sign that the regime is so threatened by free speech that it must be silent.